You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
This is NITV Radio News. I'm Bethan Smolenik. In this bulletin, the latest Closing the Gap report shows little improvement. The High Court rules Indigenous Australians cannot be considered alien under the Constitution. And the World Health Organization officially names the coronavirus COVID-19. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is calling for a change in approach to closing the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people. It follows the release of the Closing the Gap report into Indigenous and Torres Strait Islanders' well-being today. The report shows efforts to improve child mortality and life expectancy rates amongst Australia's Indigenous community have not been effective. Just two of the program's targets were met, with improvements in early childhood enrolment and Year 12 attainment. Overall results, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's disappointed by.
Despite the best intentions, investments in new programs and bipartisan goodwill, Closing the Gap has never really been a partnership with Indigenous people. We perpetuated an ingrained way of thinking passed down over two centuries and more. And it was the belief that we knew better than our Indigenous people. We don't. We also thought we understood their problems better than they did. We don't. They live them. We must see the gap we wish to close, not from our viewpoint, but from the viewpoint of Indigenous Australia.
CEO of SNAKE, Richard Weston, says 40 Aboriginal groups have met with the government to discuss improving the initiative.
There's a great opportunity now with the Coalition of Peaks sitting where it is and negotiating this refreshed Closing the Gap agreement with the governments around Australia. We're still a bit sceptical about it, so there's still work to be done, but so far the discussions we've been having with government have been fruitful and positive.
An Aboriginal man has been released from detention after the High Court ruled Indigenous Australians cannot be considered alien under the Constitution. New Zealand-born Brendan Toms took his case to court along with Papua New Guinea-born Daniel Love. The judges voted 4-3 in favour of Mr. Toms, however they were unable to agree on Mr. Love's Aboriginal status. One of Mr. Toms' lawyers, Senior Associate Claire Gibbs, welcomed the verdict.
Brendan, as of today, has been in detention for 501 days. That's 500 sleepless nights, and we hope that that is the last. He's missed two Christmases with his family, one of his son's birthdays, and one of his son's birthday is actually coming up again. So he's hopeful of returning to celebrate with his family.
Neither men hold Australian citizenship, but both identify as Indigenous and have an Australian parent. The pair had held Australian visas, but they were cancelled after the men were imprisoned. Immigration law expert Professor Michelle Foster believes the ruling could have wider implications.
And this is because for a very long time, there's been a question about whether or not there are any limits on Commonwealth power in relation to aliens. And what I mean by that is that the Commonwealth relies on the aliens' power in the Constitution for its legislation in the immigration space. So the Migration Act is based on the aliens' power.
The World Health Organization has officially named the infectious coronavirus COVID-19. There have been over 43,000 confirmed cases of the virus globally, with the death toll passing 1,000 people in China. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus announced the virus's name, explaining that it is an amalgamation of the words corona, virus, and disease.
We had to find a name that did not refer to a geographical location, an animal, an individual or group of people, and which is also pronounceable and related to the disease. Having a name matters to prevent the use of other names that can be inaccurate or stigmatizing. It also gives us a standard format to use for any future coronavirus outbreaks.
The Morrison government is being accused by Labor MP Richard Giles of not doing enough to combat racism in Australia. Mr. Giles argues hate speech and racism is slowly becoming normalised and the government has been missing in action. He says racism can be seen in every area of Australian society, from the supermarket to the football field, and is inclusive of the disadvantage Indigenous communities continue to experience. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is calling for unity within his government after tensions over energy policy were exposed. It follows former Resources Minister Matt Canavan criticising colleagues who opposed the building of new coal mines in his home state of Queensland. Mr Canavan has accused his opponents within the party of looking down on Queenslanders.
I welcome people having different views. Some of my colleagues or others want to have a different view to mine. That's their right, and I respect that. I just hope they'd consider at the next election coming up to Collinsville with a convoy perhaps of cars and vehicles and holding a rally there to protest against the coal-fired power station there, particularly if they live south of the border down in Sydney, Melbourne, maybe Tasmania. Please come up to North Queensland and tell us all how immoral and corrupt.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese, however, argues coal-fired power plants have no place in Australia. He says the coalition's ongoing internal fighting also highlights the party's lack of direction.
We have seen this movie of what happens when a party is divided, when a government's divided. We know how it ends. It ends badly for the government. I give Scott Morrison credit when he was taking President Widodo around his front bench, he at least remembered all of their names, which is a real challenge. It's a challenge for us to look across the other side and work out who's on the front bench.
Energy provider Ausgrid is calling on the Australian Army to assist in New South Wales' storm recovery. Over 30,000 homes and businesses across Sydney and the Central Coast remain without power following heavy storms and flooding on the weekend. The state's emergency services is urging people to take precautions to avoid property damage, with more thunderstorms predicted over the coming days. Director Taika Waititi has become the first Indigenous New Zealander to win an Oscar. The 44-year-old Maori filmmaker took home the award for the Best Adapted Screenplay for his Nazi satire Jojo Rabbit. Accepting the award, Mr. Waititi dedicated it to Indigenous children around the world.
This is really great, and I dedicate this to all the Indigenous kids in the world who want to do art and dance and write stories. We are the original storytellers, and we can make it here as well.
South Africans have marked the 30-year anniversary of Nelson Mandela's release from prison. Upon release on the 11th of February 1990, Mr. Mandela made it clear his commitment to reuniting the country and ending the apartheid. Speaking just hours after being released, Mr. Mandela reiterated his intentions to ensure all the rights of South Africans were recognised.
Comrades and fellow South Africans, I greet you all in the name of peace, democracy and freedom for all. I stand here before you not as a prophet, but as a humble servant of you, the people.
A commitment to ending the brutal system of racial oppression, which would see him become president just over 4 years later. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny and 32, partly cloudy for Adelaide, 27, humid in Melbourne, 27, cloudy for Hobart, 19, 28 in Canberra with a shower or two, showers and a possible storm in Wollongong, 24, much the same for Sydney, 27, also showers and a possible storm in Newcastle, 28, Albury-Wodonga, humid and mostly sunny, 35, showers and a possible storm for Brisbane, 29, hot and sunny in Townsville, 37, mostly sunny for Cairns, 36, 40 degrees and sunny in Alice Springs, Darwin a shower or two and a possible storm, 32, and in the Torres Strait Islands, possible shower or storm, 28. That was NITV Radio News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.